On This Day with Gunners and Ali. Thanks to Celebrations Barraguff and Meadow Springs, spend $100 and you could win a Harley or $15,000 cash.
It's Wednesday, the 25th of November. It's also the ARIA Awards night.
And celebrating a birthday today is Kerry O'Keefe, the Australian cricketer and cricket commentator. Today is 71.
Pakistani cricketer Imran Khan is 68.
American singer Amy Grant is 60.
Can't believe she's 60. Australian TV presenter Scott Cam is 58.
Toes down! Of course, host of Channel 9's The Block.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Friedman, the Australian singer, songwriter and keyboard player, is 56.
Canadian actress Jill Hennessy, you might remember her in Crossing Jordan. She was also in Law & Order. She's 52 today.
Christina Applegate, probably best known for her role in Married with Children, today is 49.
I beg to differ. I think she's best known for this role.
Mr. Burgundy, I'm a professional and I would like to be able to do my job.
Veronica Corningstone from Anchorman.
Of course, how can I forget?
And Australian Test cricketer Peter Siddle is 36.
As we check out some of the events that happened on this day, dynamite was patented in the US by Alfred Nobel on this day in 1867.
So impressed were they by the things that went boom that they named the Nobel Peace Prize after him.
I know, right?
Peace, dynamite.
Bombs.
Moving along. In 1969, John Lennon totally dissed the Queen and returned his MBE. Protesting something, of course.
Probably Vietnam War, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Band-Aid recorded this in 1984. Yeah, Do They Know It's Christmas became the biggest selling single of all time in the UK. That was until Elton John came along with Candle in the Wind.
Of course. In 1992, this epic movie dropped into cinemas. And I will always love you. The Bodyguard, starring Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner.
It was on this day in 1993 that Ray Martin hosted his final midday show, and on the same day, but a few years later, the final ever Kerry Ann program was hosted by Kerry Ann Kennelly.
And in 2001, the Wiggles became the first Aussie group to appear in America's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York. That was a big deal.
Just a few of the things that happened on this day for the 25th of November.